Hello, this is Allie.
Hi, this is Tiara.
And this is the Goddess Vibration. Welcome back, you guys. I am so excited about this episode because we have noticed that in our trauma series, the rejection wound is one of our best episodes. Like, we have so many listeners, and Tiara and I don't know exactly what it is about that episode, but we have a hunch, and we think that it might have something to do with a forbidden love story.
Yeah. This whole forbidden love story. So my soul has an entanglement with in a forbidden love connection. And it's crazy because when I think about it, like, part of me gets agitated and irritated because I'm just like, why? Like, why did you do that? Why did you do that? You're not the one paying for it. I'm the one paying for it. Why did you do that? But at the same time, it actually is a very fascinating story. And
so fascinating.
It is. And it's kind of like one of those things that you wouldn't really ever believe could happen, but it did. And, you know, we're not necessarily a relationship podcast. We just, our listeners seem to love relationships for some reason. And I mean, you know, there's a lot going on in that realm, so it makes sense. This is, for the most part, a podcast dedicated to self-improvement and giving you the tools and resources that you need to become a better person, to evolve. And we share our own stories to help in that sense. So I have shared bits and pieces of this story elsewhere, and I shared a good amount of it in the rejection wound trauma episode because it kind of led, the karmic impact was around a rejection wound. So I'm going to revisit this and I'm going to try to share it without being too confusing. The only reason why it can be confusing is because the karmic effect was that my soul eventually did end up becoming a split soul. So I have the original soul whose essence I carry. And then after thousands of years, or maybe even before then, I don't quite know when the split happened, I ended up becoming a split into two different aspects. And we each have our own soul and our own spirits. And so, like, at the end of the day, there's three souls entangled in this. And that's why it gets confusing. So I'm going to try to keep it simple. And we're just going to mostly focus on the original soul. And we're going to focus on, like, her specifically.
So this is finally the backstory of what went down. And this is, it's going to be mind-blowing, first of all. And second of all, like, this is the spiritual aspect of the soul's journey, because we all have past lives. We all have a history. It's just we all just so happen to forget it when we reincarnate on this planet. Go us. And so through our spiritual gifts, Tiara and I have been able to really kind of learn about this story. And after a lot of confusion and validation and getting yelled at by the universe telling us to stop seeking, because we were just like, there's no way that this could be true. And they would come back and say, no, this is true. Get over it. And we're just like, no.
It can't True. I'm like, this is a rom-com and a drama wrapped into one. And it, like, there's no, we're revisiting this. I guess I'm just going to dive into what I know. And I do know that there's still a lot of missing pieces to the story. So we're going to talk about what we do know. And that is that this is something that started thousands and thousands of years ago. I want to say maybe between 7 to 11,000 years ago.
Yeah, that's accurate.
Okay. And it began when my soul got into a love entanglement with an angelic being. Now, you know, initially I was just like, how could something like that ever freaking happen? Like, that's crazy talk. But then I started researching the Book of Enoch, which like half of the entire book is about angelic beings entangling with human women. So I was like, okay, well, there's history to this somewhere that's documented, you know, at least when it comes to myth and mythology. So I was like, all right, well, I guess it's not that out of the realm of possibility. But as I know it, there was a very strong attraction between her and this angelic being. And I do think that initially it was like a very physical, lustful kind of attraction. I honestly don't know if it went much beyond that, but it was a very like, oh my God, you're beautiful. Like, I'm attracted to you type of connection. And it sort of spiraled into passion, deep passion, and like fiery, intense, not just passion, but like lust, and like became quite sexual, energetically speaking. So I honestly don't know how long this went on. I haven't gotten clarity on that. And like, time works differently in some of these other realms. Even when we're talking to other energetic beings, they actually have to dumb it down for us to make sense of some of that when it comes to like timelines and stuff. And I still don't fully understand. But this went on, and eventually the angelic being decided, hey, you know what? I don't know that I want to be involved in this anymore. And it's not just because like she had some traits, which I'll get to later, but you have to understand that a lot of actions can have consequences. And entanglement with a human as an angelic being at that time was very forbidden. Like, super, super forbidden. Like, it's even documented and written in the Bible about how forbidden it is. The Book of Enoch talks about, like, that was something that should have never have happened. It was against God's will. So it wasn't allowable. And I think they, what happens is they kind of got to this place where they were like, all right, well, you know, this is fun and all, but why, this is, we shouldn't be doing this. Why are we doing this? We need to cut this off. And the angelic being had enough foresight to at least like make that conversation, like at least get that conversation started. And for whatever reason, my original soul was like, no, like, wait a minute. Like, we have a whole thing here. Like, what do you mean? You can't just dump me and drop me like that. Like, what do you think this is? Which I kind of get. Like, I get that. I get if you're entangled with someone, there's a lot of fiery passion and energy there. Like, the sex is immaculate. And then for the guy to just be like, we're done. Like, yeah, you might feel some kind of way about that, right? Like, you know, I put all this time and energy into this and into you. Like, you can't just drop me like a bad habit. So I kind of get that. But at the end of the day, if it was a forbidden love and it wasn't something you guys should have been entangled in the first place, like, he did the right thing by saying, hey, let's cut this off. For whatever reason, my soul was not having this. I don't know why she wasn't having this. Like, you know, my rational mind says, like, yo, that's the way it should have gone. Like, what? Like, I just, that's what I mean. There's just a lot to this that doesn't make sense to me. But again, I'm just sharing how I understand it and perceive it. So she was not a happy camper. Now, part of this story involves a love triangle. And this is where it starts to get juicy, because he actually ended up developing seriously strong love and attraction for another being. And I think this is where she started to like spiral, because now jealousy is involved. And now she's like wondering, hey, like, why are you going after this woman? Like, didn't we have something here? What does she have that I don't have? Like, what the fuck? Which again, like, I kind of get it, especially coming from a human. Like, we human women, we tend to develop very strong emotions and feelings, and we don't like being shafted. We don't like being done dirty. And I do think that she felt like she was being done dirty. And it's just like if you're in a relationship with someone, or at least you think it's a relationship, and homeboy goes and quote unquote cheats on you, like, yeah, you're going to feel some kind of way about that, especially if you're a strong woman with strong sentiments and you don't take crap, right? Like, you're going to go either after him or after the other woman. I think she ended up going after both the angelic being and the other woman in different ways, and in ways that were very destructive and very karmic and very negative. So as far as the other woman goes, I do know she sent a lot of negative sentiments, and I don't know if there were curses involved or what it was, but she ends up going after the other woman and also ends up going after him by attempting to curse him as well. And I'm just like, man, like, that's so much karma.
So much karma.
Like, are you just a karma magnet? Like, why are you? I just don't understand. And I have never fucking understood. Like, I haven't.
Have you ever asked her because you're able to channel?
I haven't asked specifically why she's been trying to, why she tries so hard to accumulate negative karma. I don't quite know. I mean, I don't know. That's probably the way, if that's the way I should even ask. But no, I haven't asked that specifically. I could. It's just, she's very heavily wounded, very heavily guarded, and I don't particularly care to talk to her, but from what I've gathered, a lot of it was just triggered by negative emotions, like overwhelming negative emotions, like almost to the point where the emotions took over, any rational thought was discarded, right? Like, it was just being led and fed by emotion only. And that can be very destructive, especially if you don't have the capacity to step back and look at the bigger picture and see yourself and what you're doing. That can be incredibly destructive.
She definitely wasn't. She was not thinking about anybody else. She was just thinking about getting what she wanted when she wanted it. And yes. She didn't care what she had to do to get it.
Right. So I don't know how long her vengeance went on for, but I do know that it ended up creating this kind of spiral, this karmic spiral. And I feel like even from this point, she continued to spiral in other ways. So I can't tell if, like, it was the kind of thing, because she swears up and down that it was like cheating, that it was like they had a thing, and then he went outside of it and didn't tell her.
Was it really cheating, though?
I don't know. I'm just saying, this is her perspective. She swears up and down. So I was like, okay. So to her, it's like a betrayal, right? Like, oh my God, I was so betrayed by this angelic being, and like, I loved him and blah, blah, blah. I'm just like, all right, great. So to her, it was like this whole full betrayal. And at some point, she feels like she needs to. So I can't tell, like, how this happened. At some point, like, there's this scheme concocted, right? Now, it's hard for me to be on her side. Like, I get it. I understand a little bit of it. I can't rationalize the actions the way she can, or in the manner that she has been able to. And that's where we diverge. But I understand being hurt, and I understand feeling like she was betrayed. I just don't understand the whole vengeance aspect of it, because I'm like, at the end of the day, what do you get from that? Except more karma.
A ton of karma.
Right. Fucking thanks. So anyways, some scheme is concocted about trying to like get around specific rules around like incarnating together. And I don't know why he would ever agree to this. And he makes it, his perspective is that like she was very manipulative and controlling and crazy and insane and stage five clinger. And I'm like, okay, like I could see that. I could see it. I see it. Definitely. Her whole perspective was, no, we had a thing, we had a love, and this is our way for us to be together, and like this is how it was gonna work, and this is gonna make it better, blah blah blah. I'm like, okay, great. Like there is like no agreements, like there's just completely different polar opposite perspectives on this whole thing. So they end up joining a soul family. And I think part of it was to learn specific lessons. But part of it, I think, was so that they could incarnate in a way that would make it look like they're not trying to
still be together.
Be together, yeah. Like I again, I don't fully grasp the whole scheme behind everything, but I think part of it was to try to incarnate in a way so that it would take the pressure off them trying to be together. And if I were him, I would have been like, nah, bitch, you're crazy. But he went along with it. So, you know, it is what it is. And it's so funny because I do think he said that to her multiple times. Bitch, you're crazy. Like, you're crazy. You're crazy. And she was just like, nah, we're going to do this. It's going to work. Like,
we're
going to
be together forever. Just trust me.
Yeah, right. I'm just like, goodness. Now, this happens. And this soul family has other beings in it, right? Like these other energies that are there trying to learn specific lessons. And for whatever reason, I think at this point, she kind of was carrying the sense of betrayal and rejection. And which actually, you know, it does make sense that she might feel that way. I think that her perspective was so warped and her beliefs around it were so distorted that she was carrying this sentiment of having been wronged, having been done dirty and betrayed and treated unfairly and treated poorly. And even when I was navigating through some of my stuff here and working through some of that energy and essence, there was a lot of that. There was a lot of feeling done dirty, feeling done wrong, which is a lot to navigate through when you don't have the full story. Like it is. So I don't know why she did this. I don't know what she was trying to gain. I think it was just wounding, acting upon wounding. And she curses all of the men in the soul family so that they would be drawn and attracted to her, taking away in some ways their free will and their ability to make that choice on their own, which also had devastating karmic consequences. Now, I can't tell if what happens next to her was because of like negative sentiments toward her, or if it was just like, if they were like, hey, you're going to curse us, so fine, we're just going to curse you back, game on. I'm thinking it was probably a little bit of both. But specifically, three members of the soul family go into a agreement with a demon to sacrifice her so that they would in exchange would obtain fame and riches, and one of those beings in particular wanted her for himself for eternity. So there was like lust and like attraction, but also like wanting, you know, selfish intent behind it, wanting things for themselves.
This is where things get fiery, you guys.
And she ends up getting locked into a member of the soul family in a very negative karmic downward spiral. Like every negative experience you can think of that could happen to a person happens to my original soul, from rape to murder to being maimed to torture. Like manipulation, deception, being lied to, everything negative, until it got to a point where the karmic load was so heavy that there was no choice but for her to split. And we talked in other episodes about how the soul can split. It can happen in multiple ways. The soul can choose to do that, or it can happen from trauma. And in this case, unfortunately, the split was something that happened as a result of trauma, because the karmic load on one soul was too heavy to bear, so it needed to be split amongst two aspects, which is insane. Like, I didn't even know that that was something that could happen. And like, throughout this whole journey and learning some of this story, I have just discovered so many things that I didn't even know was possible. So at the split stage, the negative karmic spiral didn't stop. Like, it kept going with the feminine aspects, or in this case, which is myself, with the same being. And they couldn't seem to escape it. And when you become a split and you don't have your emotional aspects as part of you, it's harder to grasp lessons. And I'm wondering if that's a big reason why it continued for so long, is because, like, she just, I don't know, struggled with grasping the lessons. She didn't have the ability to really get outside of that mental space and reflect, like, at the emotions that are there and what they're driving. I'm not quite fully sure why it continued the way it did for additional thousands of years, but it did. And the emotional aspects, which is a man in this incarnation, he actually didn't incarnate for the amount of time that she did. And I'm not quite sure. I think it's because the emotional aspect needed, like, to stay in the energetic realm to get more support before incarnating in the physical, because I've heard that that can happen. So it was kind of like up to her to, like, grasp those lessons and try to make changes and become better. And no, that didn't happen. Just more karma. more really, really terrible decisions. And, like, I'm just like, man, wrapping my head around all of this has been so much. Now, I will say that the angelic being that was involved ended up being a part of the soul family and kind of guiding that process and helped as much as he could. Like, he did so, so much, like, to the point where I feel so bad for the guy. And I'm just like, dang, like, how did you tolerate that for so long? And it's crazy, because as much as he did, the soul family hated him. And I'm just like, nothing makes sense in my rational mind around this. Like, it's just so crazy. But he did end up trying to help and, like, try to help facilitate that merge and that union. It's just, for whatever reason, the energy in the soul family just got so negative and so toxic from that one specific action of, like, when she cursed them all. It just became so, so, so difficult. And the soul family actually ended up having additional negative sentiments towards the splits, because they were getting so much, from their perspective, getting so much attention in this process. You know, it was kind of like a special treatment. And it was kind of like, when the soul splits, it's not good. It's actually really, really bad. And it requires a lot of energy to, like, fix that. And to this day, I don't know that a split has ever come back to, like, become whole again. So it's almost like an emergency, in a sense, when that happens. Like, you just have to pour so much energy into that. So there were negative sentiments around that. And then we get to today, where I'm discovering all these things, but I'm learning the depth of what's there and how much is there when it comes to the karma. And it has been overwhelming, like, so, so overwhelming. And it's to the point where I'm just like, I don't understand how this amount of karma is possible. And even the angelic being that was a big part of this effort said, he says this word, and I can never say it, that there is an unfathomable amount of karma.
Oh, she said it.
And I got it right. I know. It's great. In our soul family. So that's the story in a nutshell. You know, my whole focus in this incarnation was to try to union with my twin soul so that we can become whole again. And I don't know that that's going to happen. And so it's just, we're kind of in that same space.
That was a lot of story, and that was a lot of information in the story. I want to point out that past lives matter. I know when we incarnate, we get disconnected from source, and it's all part of the grand design, and we technically get amnesia, but there are ways to access that information, and Tiara and I have talked about this in other episodes. But if you extract anything from this episode in particularly, it is that we all have past lives, and what we do in those past lives matter. We either are going to grow and evolve and learn lessons, or we are going to create more karma, and we are going to dig ourselves into a deeper hole. And because we have to keep coming back to this planet where we don't remember anything, we are just going to be thrown the exact same lessons until we learn it. And they do not care how many times we have to come back to do this.
They do not care. If it means you need to become a split soul to like continue that process, you certainly will. And then from there, you got to figure out how to fix it. And I'm still navigating that. I'm not quite sure how to, you know, fix it. I don't quite know how to reach union at this point in my journey. It's just something you got to figure out. And I'm still learning a lot. I'm still learning so, so, so much.
We all are. And that's the point of life on this planet, is that really we should never stop learning. We should never stop seeking. We should never stop learning, because we want to evolve into the highest possible being that we can.
Now, it's interesting because this is a forbidden love story, or I don't know, a forbidden something. And I feel like that theme has come up a lot, even in this incarnation, like forbidden connections in some way. And it did even when I discovered that I was a twin soul and we were coming together for the second time. Like, you know, online and just chatting and connecting, because we were both married and there was an aspect of it that felt very forbidden, like so, so forbidden. And it felt so, so wrong. Now, I don't know why this time it felt wrong, but the initial time with the original soul, it didn't. Like, I don't know why it's so different, but I just noticed that theme has come up again in this lifetime, which I thought was really interesting.
That is really interesting. I just, learning about Tiara's story tells me a lot about like generational trauma and how it's being passed down. And that's why we often will say many, many times on this podcast that past life regression is so important, because a lot of these things happening to Tiara, she had no idea why she was in toxic relationships, or why she attracted a certain kind of man into her life, or why she continued to be presented with very similar or same scenarios. And she was like, why do I keep running into these things? Like, why does this stuff keep happening to me? And it wasn't until we started really digging into her soul story where we learned, this is why. And if we are not connected to the why, if we are not connected to the when and the why, we are going to have a very hard time evolving and growing.
And the crazy thing about it is when I had my Akashic Records done, the reading done. She didn't say anything about any of that at all. Like, I didn't know that this was a forbidden, that there was some type of forbidden connection initially tied to my original soul at all. It was something that came up later as through working with Allie, because she was really instrumental in helping me find some of that additional information. But it goes to show that oftentimes when you're looking into your past lives and into what happened and the karma that's there, they're really only going to give you enough that you can handle or the information that's relevant to your current situation for what you need at that time. So you might actually need, if you're curious about looking into your soul history, you might need more than one reading or session, because the information given to you, at least the impression that I get, is going to be different each time, if that makes sense.
Well, I thought you said that when you first got your reading, that really they'll only tell you things that are for your best and highest good at that very moment in time.
Yes, yes. And apparently that information, that whole information about the love affair, didn't come through. It didn't come through until way later, like a couple years later. And it was actually the original soul who gave me that information. And she showed it to me. Like, I got like a vision and I saw them. And I was just like,
you what?
I saw them. Yes, I could have swore I told you this. Or maybe I didn't. I don't remember. There's just so much that's happened. Yes, I saw them. And it was in that phase when me and, you know, the angelic guide, we weren't quite cool yet. We hadn't quite developed a relationship. And so when she showed it to me, I was like, yo, what the fuck is this? Like, it's the night when I said I was like laying in bed and I stared at the ceiling for 6 hours. Like, that was the night. Because she showed it to me and I was like, yo, what is this? And she was like, that's us, and like, this is what we had, and like, I also felt the emotions, so it was very overwhelming, and I was just like, I'm not ready for this, yo. And she was like, it's just so beautiful, and like,
did you know who it was?
Yes, I knew who it was.
You did know who it was?
Yes.
So when did you find out that he was part of the picture? Immediately? Or
That's when I knew he was part of the picture. I didn't know how or why, but that's how I found out how he was part of the picture.
Oh.
Yeah, she showed me like a whole vision of it. And I saw some other things too. Like, they were like, she was watching him like fly, and I saw that. And she was in some field with beautiful, beautiful flowers that he had taken her there or something like that. And I saw all of that. And that's when I was just like, yo, I am not ready for whatever the fuck this is. And so I just laid there and stared at the ceiling for 6 hours.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh my God, I could have swore I told you that.
I mean, maybe you did, but I mean, there's so much information pulsing in yours and I's bloodstream and veins and fibers. Who knows?
And I also had a dream. So that's when it actually started, because I had a dream and it was, I saw him again, but it was like an intimate dream. And I was just like, okay, there's something else here. And then like a couple days later, she showed me that. So it put everything together.
So how did you know it was that person?
What do you mean?
How did you know it was him?
Because I saw him.
In his, all his form or his yes. human form? Oh, wow. That's wow.
Yes.
Okay.
Multiple forms, but that form was the full form.
You want to know what's also crazy is that like, the fact that I want to know where things went so wrong between them to like send her spiraling in the manner in which she did. And this is also is a warning to our audience. Yes, spirits can spiral.
They absolutely can. So you're talking about the original soul?
Yes.
Okay. So because she makes it seem like it was like a betrayal. And that's what ticked it off. And then, like, I don't know if she just became paranoid or what it was, but it spiraled from there so that to from betrayal to there's a scheme against me to he's pitting everyone against me and, like, they're going to believe him because, you know, he's got more power than me to, like, they don't think positive things about humans and they're using that against me too. It just, like, all of that stuff just was in her mental.
So it sounds like there was a lot of insecurities around the forbidden love on her end.
There about was.
Just, you know, being a human soul. And really, she developed distortions around how human souls are not as valued or not as respected or passed yes. over.
Yes. And like it was almost like one long mental spiral.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot of different aspects of the story just about, you know, an angel and a human and that obviously being a forbidden love, but then also add in the love triangle on top of these beings like her and him being added to a soul family and then needing to navigate that. And then, you know, with spells and curses and cursing lineages, it's
oh my god, when we started to find out this stuff, like, my head exploded a million times. I was just like, I don't know how to process this shit. Like, I really don't. So I have like a journal of just a lot of this stuff and it's almost 200 pages.
Oh my god.
And I'm not joking. Like, I had to like create a new document because the first one got too long. And I had to get to like the part where I need to put in information. I was scrolling for like 5 minutes. So I was like, I need another document. But like, yeah, it's just crazy.
Yeah. We all have history, you guys. Oh my god. Like, we have all incarnated so many times, and Lord only knows, like, what we have done with all those incarnations.
Yeah, well, we know what my souls has done.
Yeah. But yeah, it's quite the story, you guys. And it's, like, it's one for the history books, because it's, like, not very many people have similar stories. Like, this is so unique. Like, even the beings that Tiara and I channel are just like, this is such a unique situation. Like, they don't really know what else to say except call it a very unique situation.
To the point where I've actually been thinking about writing a book. I mean, I've already got like half a book written anyway, so I've thought about potentially writing a book about like the soul journey and, you know, like some of the wounding that was there and why it was there and what it means. It's just some stuff I've been thinking about.
I love that idea.
I mean, like, yeah, at least it would be documented somewhere, you know?
I think it should be documented. This story is honestly like one for the history books. And I mean, when TR and I started channeling, like, I think beings were just like, oh no, this is a very well-known story.
Yes. Oh, and it's also apparently the universe's favorite reality show. So we often will get, like, even when we're doing channeling sessions, we will often get commentary from just random people who are observing and watching that have things to say. And I always forget that they're all watching until someone says something and they're like, oh, this is so juicy.
Yeah, or they're like, wow. Hey, or they'll update us and be like, oh my god, these spirits are duking it out. And we're just like, wait, what?
Right, like, where'd you come from? Like, it's just, oh my god, it feels like a reality TV show sometimes. And you know what's interesting? Like, I often forget that a lot of beings and souls and or spirits are observing this. And I sometimes wonder if they take some of it and it's use it for creative inspiration for some of the things that we see, like shows and movies and TV, because I've watched a couple shows where I've been like, why does this feel so familiar? For example, I don't know, Allie, you should be familiar with this show. It's called Inuyasha. It's an anime.
I am not familiar with it.
Oh, you're not familiar with Inuyasha. It's an anime. It's a relatively older one. It was one of my favorite animes, and I didn't know why it was my favorite anime. It was before I discovered all of this. And in it, there's like a love affair that goes wrong, and they end up hating each other. And like the whole premise of the show is not only to like navigate that, but there's an aspect of the show where the same woman reincarnates as another woman, and she meets the same male from the initial connection, and their whole thing is to like find all the fragmented pieces of a specific jewel that was broken and bring all those pieces back together and merge them back together. And it just felt very reflective of like my merge and needing to like come back together in that aspect. And I was just like, there's a lot of parallels here. That's so interesting.
There are so many parallels. I just got lost in thought there.
So that's my story in a nutshell. There's more aspects of it. And I think I'm only just scratching the surface of this story. I know there's still missing parts and pieces of it that I'm not quite sure I'm ready to go exploring right now. But I was thinking as we come into this information, like I honestly wouldn't mind sharing some of it within, you know, the confines of what we're allowed to share.
And I think there'll be more specifics in our community.
Yes. And, you know, I'm open to talk about it more because I know that there might be some people who are very curious about this story. So I had even considered doing like a Q&A or something to, you know, fill people in a little bit, because I know it can be confusing, especially once we start talking about the splitting and all of that stuff. So, you know, we don't mean to be confusing, and I don't want it to be confusing. So I'm definitely open to like something like that, if that might be helpful.
I was telling Tiara before recording, we need to put together like a family tree.
Oh, God. Yeah.
A soul tree.
I was thinking about creating a PowerPoint or a graphic or something to help people follow along.
It is a very confusing story, but it's also a very important story because there are so many important lessons and things that we all can learn from, because I don't think people really understand how either beautiful and or damaging it can be to reincarnate time and time again.
Yes, you know, and I didn't realize that could be so damaging, especially when it comes to the trauma, because it's almost like the trauma repeats each time. The same traumas, new traumas, it repeats every time, and it just gets harder and harder and harder to escape it and to escape like the mental processes that and patterns that come from the trauma. So yeah, needing to reincarnate over and over and over again, it does make the journey more difficult. Now, that doesn't mean it's impossible. It's just you might have to work a little harder. And I already know that people don't like reincarnating on Earth as it is. So I'm not trying to discourage anyone. It's just like, you know, we want to inform you guys and let you know that these things happen and actions have consequences, as they often do.
You can't escape karma. It's actually one of the universal laws. And I believe it's actually law number 8, which also represents karma. And it's the law of cause and effect. Yeah. And I think that karma is a heavily misunderstood topic like people just think, oh, like they did something bad, therefore something bad is going to happen to them. And in theory, that is, in theory, it's how it's supposed to work. But like people also have this very distorted image, and this is something that I personally believe in, is that karma is not bestowed upon us, like bad karma is not bestowed upon us by like a deity or a god, or we're being punished in some way. I believe that because Earth is a free will place, if we come down here and the decisions that we make, you know, whether we choose to seek revenge or whether we choose jealousy, you know, like when we get into these lower vibrational states, we're not thinking clearly. And when we're hurt, hurt people do hurt things. And when we take action out on others because out of like revenge or out of spite or whatever it is, two wrongs do not make a right. And I feel like a lot of people really struggle with this, you know, after getting even or being vindictive or going after them because you felt wronged in some way. But people don't understand the consequences of those actions. And if you do not have the self-awareness and if you do not have the basic understanding or grasp around karma, what you just heard in Tiara's story, things like that happen.
I'm glad you brought that up because there has been so much of that in this journey, like just a lot of vengeance, a lot of hurt feelings and needing to get back and take revenge. And it's to the point where it led to a lot of sabotage, not only against other members of the soul family, but also against ourselves. Like we created these patterns where it was spiraling sabotage. So I can't tell if like what, how it spiraled and affected us was the result of sabotage and self-sabotage, or if she, the original soul, was intentional in making this journey difficult for us. I think it was a little bit of both, because she kind of got to this place where she was spiteful and angry and mad. And I think a big part of it too was, I'm going to do whatever I can to make this journey difficult for all these souls and the split souls so that he has a hard time and so that he fails. And that has been devastating. It has been absolutely devastating. And it's just not the right approach. It's never the right approach. And it's so unfortunate that it's led to this, because it has affected the incarnates and their spirits over and over and over and over again. And that's just, it's sad. It's terrible. But she's absolutely right that it's not the right path. And you know, I see people, and even on social media, this is terrible, but I do see this where people are like, I want to place a curse on this person for doing this such and such. And they're like ready to pay someone to do it. And I'm just like, you have no idea the negative karmic effect something like that will have.
Zero idea.
So it's just, we want to bring awareness to some of these things, because yeah, revenge might feel good in the interim, but long term, it's not the path you want to take at all.
I'd like for Tiara and I to dig deeper into karma. I actually want to do a whole episode around karma, because I feel like karma is actually very heavily misunderstood. And it's not that you're being punished. It's not like someone is, you know, cursing you. I mean, obviously, yes, that can happen, but it's basically out of that person's own volition to come after you and place curses on you or do energetic attacks or send, you know, bad energy your way, because all of these things can happen. Like, I don't think people really understand how important it is to be aware about who we let into our life, who we have energy exchanges with, because you don't know if that person is thinking negatively of you. You don't know if that person's jealous of you. You don't know if that person is sending you psychic attacks. You don't know what is happening if you have absolutely zero self-awareness around it. And for the longest time, Tiara had absolutely zero idea that all of the shit that was happening in her life was a product of past life karma.
Yeah. And most people don't know that. So that's why we mentioned earlier, like, being able to do some of the past life regression or going into the Akashic Records, because at least then you can kind of start to make sense of it.
Or soul integration.
Yeah, or soul integration. You can make sense of it so that you can do different and, like, integrate the lesson and end the karmic pattern. So you'll probably, we talk about that often in many of our episodes, and it's really, really important to take advantage of those resources and tools, because it will make a huge difference.
It absolutely will. So I'm so happy that we actually got to fill in some of the gaps from the rejection wound episode, because we just know, like, how receptive it was to our audience. And we think part of the reason why people were so intrigued by the episode was the forbidden love piece. So we wanted to follow up and share it with our audience. And really, the moral of the story is about this episode is that your past lives matter. What you do in your past lives matter. It shapes you into your current experience today. And once we learn what we do with that information, then allows us to be able to learn the lessons to evolve and be better people.
Yes. And, like, don't go making terrible choices and trying to be vengeful and placing curses because you got your feelings hurt. It's not going to go well for you in the long term. Please also, like, consider that, because I just keep thinking back to the decisions she made around being hurt, like, hurt feelings. And I'm just like, you know, this could have really gone in a different direction.
A much different direction.
Just been like, you know what? Let me just let that go. But no. I can do that. That's okay. You know, hey, it's at this point, I can't, like, it is what it is. But I'm just saying, like, you know, giving you that warning out there that make better choices.
And maybe, just maybe, Tiara and I have to do some digging, but maybe we can go into the love triangle piece too.
Oh, yes. Yes.
So until next time, you guys.
All right. Thank you, guys. We're going to continue the story at some point in the future, but we will let you guys know.
Absolutely. We hope everyone has a great week, and thanks for tuning in.
All right. Thanks, you guys.